Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Well, I was thinking about this today. Got some homeless people I saw running around, you know.
Like here in Portland. War-torn Portland, according to our president.
Yeah. It's crazy out there.
Terrible place to live.
Actually, it's a great place to live.
I like Portland.
Yeah, I got a one of my kids' friends is back in Kansas right now at a wedding, and he was texting me. He's like, oh, my God, you wouldn't believe all the questions I'm getting from all these people about what's really going on at the ICE building. I said, dude, send them videos of the dancing frogs and people playing Twister.
Yeah, seriously. Send them the chicken guy interview.
You know what he said? He said it's futile.
Ah.
He said there's no changing of opinions. That's where we're at these days.
Kansas is pretty red still, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah, bro.
I'm shocked.
So, I saw a couple homeless guys, and I had the thought, I was driving, and I had the thought, how much would it take for you to let a random homeless guy live with you?
A lot.
No, I know it would be a lot.
A lot.
But how much?
What did I say, like...
And he can come and go as he pleases.
Hey.
And to get the money, you have to do it for a year. Or if you do two, if you allow two homeless men to live with you, you only have to do it for 6 months.
I feel like you're just setting me up to look like a jerk here, and I don't like it.
No, not at all. I'm going to answer the question too, and I'm telling you, my number is astronomical.
No, yeah.
Because here's the thing:
it has to be.
My house is going to be, maybe they're great homeless guys, and we ended up being buddies, and they're nice and clean and everything. But forgive me for being skeptical. The house is going to be trashed.
Yeah.
I'm going to lose my wife. I mean, it's over. So here's what I'm planning. Here's what I want. I want $5 million.
Oh, yeah.
You give me $5 million. I think I can retire. And then I'm going and trying to get my wife back. And saying, babe, I just made a mistake. But now I got $5 million. And let's go. Let's party. We can retire. We can just hang.
You're talking about retirement, man.
That's what I'm doing.
You got
$5 million.
You got to double that to 10.
You want 10?
Well, if you're talking retirement, like my wife and I were just talking with a financial advisor a couple months ago, and the numbers that they're saying, like, you need now for retirement, like to be comfortable later on, like it, $4 million, $5 million, it may not do it.
Okay, $10 million.
There you go.
I'll do it. Look, I guess any number you can get me to a comfortable retirement,
yeah,
I'll take that. And I'll blow up my house for a couple of homeless bros. It's only 6 months.
I mean, I was thinking...
Hey, maybe it'll be fun.
I was thinking way lower than that, but yeah, I'm going to jump up.
What do you got?
I was thinking like 500 grand, but you just...
Really?
10 times
You
me.
Would allow... Wait a minute. 500 G's. You would allow a homeless guy to live with you?
Well, see, that's what I was trying to say. Like, dude, you're setting me up to sound like a jackass here, so I don't want him to pick too big of a number here.
We're just having fun. It's whimsy.
Yeah, whimsical betting... on how annoyed
you'd
be by people that aren't doing well.
God. We built an ADU for a man who needed a home. Okay, we have a heart at our house.
Well, see,
now he ended up dying, but
well, that's the difference too. Is you have an ADU, I don't.
Well, they'd built it for that.
Well, they'd be in my house.
Yes,
you have an ADU. They little more removed.
No, I was thinking in our house though.
Duh.
Like I can't just. I mean, I could probably rent the ADU to a homeless guy now. You know, no one's in there, but
yeah.
Yeah, I don't need $5 million for that. I'm just saying, yeah, you know, think about it. They're at your house, coming and going as they please. Dude, that's got to be a high number.
Yeah, that.
Yeah, lump sum number. But 6 months, two dudes, 6 months, not that bad.
So
not that bad, Schultzy.
One dude a year or two dudes 6 months.
That's right.
Yeah,
in your house and they and all their stuff, your wife's. I don't know what she thinks. You know,
I don't think my wife would be down with it for any amount of money.
No, she's not. I think mine wouldn't either. I don't think any. I think most guys are in the same boat here.
Yeah,
this is lose your marriage for a little bit, collect some cash, quit your job.
Baby, I'm so sorry.
Give the homeless people the house, and then go begging for your wife back. That's really their only option.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I just don't see that working, but yeah.
Just, would you let them pitch a tent on your property? And then every once in a while they want to use the bathroom.
No.
Hey, you know what? One of those,
bathroom would get wrecked too.
You know the fruit sellers, the fruit people that are out there selling fruit. You know,
like oh yeah, on the side people? Of the road. Yeah, the fruit stands. Yeah.
And sometimes there's a tamale guy. I assume it's all the same racket, but they set up shop the other day, and the girl came over and asked to use our bathroom.
Did you let her?
We did, because my wife was the one to answer the door.
Ah.
I tell you what, and we got in a little bit of a debate about this.
Uh-huh.
I would not have let her.
That's a good point.
She did that. She's like, oh, she was so young. I don't care.
There's
a weed shop right across the street. It's a business. Go over there.
The weed shops don't have bathrooms, though. That's not
Well, there's got to be a bathroom in there.
No.
There is a bathroom in there.
Well, not for the public.
No, well, there's not one in my house either. Why'd she come to my house?
Actually,
I don't have a public restroom. Go to the business.
Yeah, there is. There's a place like that sells sandwiches just down the road from that. I know where you're talking about. She should have just gone there. That would have been the proper move. But dude, there's too many scams nowadays. Too many people on,
you know, what do you mean?
Lot of people saying,
what are you talking about?
Knocking on the door under the guise of being under duress or needing to use your bathroom or whatever excuse.
Dude,
and then
the idea of knocking on anyone's door unsolicited now is bad. Very, very bad.
Do you have a no soliciting sign?
No.
I do. My wife and I went, as soon as we moved to our place in Wilsonville, we went and got one. Because it's a nicer neighborhood, so they try to sell us, like, you know, what, termite busting and like solar panels and whatever yeah. neighborhood stuff.
I don't think that really works anyway, does it?
I mean,
no solicitors.
They try
does
hard.
Does this girl turn around if she sees that? She doesn't even speak English. I should have called ICE. I should have done. I'm just kidding.
Trump would have loved you.
She was a young girl. And, you know, my wife let her. My wife's a sweetheart. But I said, hey, listen, if that happens again, we got to draw the line somewhere. We can't. We don't have, you know, because then it just keeps happening. They're always out there.
Yeah, so they're going to tell them, oh, hey, yeah, that house
oh,
is going to
be like, yeah, no, sister.
You guys have, like, the Ring doorbell, right?
Not up in here! Yeah, we do. We have a Ring cam.
Smart.
Yeah. And, you know, here's the other thing. You know what my wife said? She said, because I was leaving at the time. I saw it go down, but I was getting in the car and leaving.
Yeah.
And I gave her I gave the girl a death stare.
Oh.
She got the hint, I think.
Good for you. Like, don't come here again. Don't play on my
that's
wife's.
That's what I.
You know what you're doing. Yeah. You're playing on my wife's nice nature. And
I gave her the look. She
that's,
knows.
That's smart.
And I know that's terrible of me, but look, I don't know. I just don't like. I don't like the whole operation.
As you said, it is opening up a can of worms, Rob. It really is.
My wife thinks she dropped a deuce in there.
Probably.
Which is probably why she, because they never they've never come over and asked to use our bathroom before. So she probably did have an emergency, you know, like a number two,
like
an oops poop or something.
Probably like, oh no, but yeah. I'll never come back here anyways. So who cares? Like,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I once let a truck driver. Did I tell you? I don't know if I told this story on the air or not.
What?
Well, the ice. Yeah.
Okay.
So do you remember when we had a big ice storm? I think this was 2 years ago. And over our house, it's pretty treacherous back in there. It's kind of hilly and it can be tough. So it was like, I think it was like 10 o'clock at night. And this semi truck, there's nobody on the roads. It's all iced over at this point.
Yeah.
But this semi truck, he said his GPS told him to go this route to avoid a jam on I-5. And so I don't know what it looked like out on the freeway, but there was no one near our house. And
I mean, that makes sense because it's literally right off the exit, so...
Yeah, exactly.
It's confusing. It's like that...
It's right off the exit. Mm-hmm. That's right. And so there, we do get trucks come through there from time to time. You can tell what they're doing. They're trying to bypass traffic or whatever.
Yeah.
But it's pretty hard to navigate back in there for those big old semis. And he got stuck right in the middle of the intersection.
Oh.
Right in the middle. Huge truck. Sat there for hours. He's on the phone. I got my eye on it, but you know, and then I finally go out and talk to him, and he is like, "Look, man, can I use your bathroom?"
Gladly.
And I was like, "Of course."
That's a totally different situation.
Get your old stinky cigarette smelling ass in there.
It's like, do you want a shower? Like at this point, like,
let's not get carried away.
Bro, he's been there for hours. He's probably been holding it. It's like, yeah, I got to drop a deuce. It'd be nice to clean up.
He had been there 2 or 3 hours. He was holding a deuce.
Yeah.
And so we have now let two strangers poop in our house.
I would call
you. We're humanitarians, basically.
You are. I would call you, at least in my life, the king of letting other people use your bathroom, sir. So congratulations on that.
Yeah. No more, though. No more. I draw the line.
You shouldn't have said anything on the radio, because now everybody's going to be coming.
Well, I hope not. Because you ain't getting in. And I have a shotgun. Why is that so funny?
I don't know.
I'll shoot you, man.
Do it.
Not from the bottom of the well.
Misfire.
I got bear maced. So I'll bear mace you. You coming my house?
Yeah, you got bear maced?
Yeah. It's like really good. If you don't want a gun, great, great. I mean, not that I'm against guns. We have guns too, but it's just, no. The bear mace is a nice, quick, non-lethal way of stopping someone.
What's the difference between bear mace and mace?
It's just a lot stronger. I mean, it's not trying to stop a man. It's trying to stop a bear. So the... Whatever the spice level is or however they measure that, it's a lot higher. And I think you can shoot it a lot farther for a bear. You don't want to be standing next to them to have to shoot them in the face with mace. So it's got like a 30-foot range or something, too.
Well, now I'm thinking of the next scenario where somebody needs to use their bathroom. And I think it's that sometimes that girl has her kid out there with her. That kid's tiny. He's like 2.
Yeah, bro.
She's going to use that one. She's going to bring that little kid up there with his little, you know, his he's got this little iPad that he plays on. He's like, oh, he needs to... All right.
Let the
kid go to the bathroom.
You got to put the soliciting or the no soliciting sign on.
There's a bush right over there. He can go right in there.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.